Now, let me move on here. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. Now I'm reading. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Now, this is a very wonderful verse. It's a verse that we need to put a great emphasis on, and I'd like to do that. Who hath abolished death is, I think, since he has made of none effect death. In other words, death means something altogether different to the child of God today, and he's made it of no effect. Now, God did not eliminate death by the cross. The very interesting thing to note is that the man who wrote this was in prison again with the sentence of death upon him. And what he's talking about here is not physical death, but spiritual death, eternal death. That is, eternal separation from God. Now, Christ has abolished that so that no sinner need go to a place where he'll be eternally separated from God. Because today, he's the mediator, one mediator between God and man. He has satisfied God, and he's satisfied man. In fact, God is satisfied with what Christ has done for us. And the great question today is, are you satisfied? And that's what it means. You be reconciled to God, God's reconciled to you. And let me repeat what I said last time. Man cannot be saved by perfect obedience. He cannot render it. He cannot be saved by imperfect obedience because God will not accept it. And that leaves only one solution to the dilemma, and that is the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Now, this is tremendous here, you see. And now he says, verse 11, unto which I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Now, he's a preacher, he's a herald of the Word of God. And he was an apostle and he was a teacher. And he had several gifts, you see, the apostles did. I doubt whether any man has more than one gift. I heard Dr. Chafer say one time he'd never met anybody he thought had more than one gift or anybody thought he had two gifts. Now, I've met preachers who thought they could sing, and my experience has been either they couldn't sing or they couldn't preach. If it wasn't one, it was the other. And I've always been wanting the gift of singing, but I sure don't have that. Frankly, I don't believe he'd let you have two gifts because it's difficult enough to exercise one.